Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, it is Monday, January the 25th, 2021. God bless you. You made it through the weekend, and you made it through a safe weekend. I pray that you and your family have kept God in your mouth the weekend. Amen. Amen. Before I get into my topic, let God fight for you. I want to send an update about Elder Ronnie. They have taken the tubes from out of him in ICU. And he's eating, he's setting up, and he's doing great things. Amen, amen. All I can say is nothing but God. Heavenly Father, before I get into the word, I must pray for those that are sick and shut in and those that are struggling with their own situations and problems. I pray that you reach out, touch them, and bring them out of whatever they're going through. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let God fight for you is the topic. I'm going to be very brief. Exodus 14:14, Amplified Version. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. Letting God fight for us can be a tall order because we're capable, ready, and able to handle what comes our way. It may not be pretty, but we get the job done. We are moms and wives, company owners, shift managers, coaches, teachers, and everything in between. When we're standing in God's strength and wisdom, we are forced to be reckoned with. Amen. Yet there are times we're to let God fight for us. We're to take a step back and trust as He handles the situation. We're to wait on Him, His timing and plan, even when it seems there's no movement whatsoever. And instead of jumping in and trying to make everything come together, we're to take a seat. We're to let God be God. So what I'm saying today is God is asking you to trust Him enough to surrender your game plan to Him. And when you do, you'll find that peace within. Amen. I am Evangelist Faye, and that was my word for today. And I'm also going to say this, Lord, admit this is hard for me. I like being in control, but I know that you are God and I am not. Will you grow my faith so I can surrender to your will and way? Amen. Amen. This is Evangelist Faye. I have another word of encouragement for you on Wednesday. God bless you. Keep strong and carry God with you. Amen. Amen.